Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty of Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. I've been noticing Chickasaw plums on my drive to Sumter recently. I see them on the dry, open woodlands as I drive down towards the watery floodplain. They're modest in size, open and twiggy trees that you wouldn't call spectacular, as even in bloom their beauty is somewhat ephemeral. They do make small fruits that are enjoyed by wildlife, as they aren't picky about the damage caused by the plum curculio like we are. They're considered a must-have for wildlife habitat, as besides providing good shelter for birds, they're the larval food source for over 465 larvae of butterflies and moths. Sadly, you can go to big box stores and even nurseries and buy Privet and Bradford pears still, but these native trees are difficult to find. My usual go-to nursery for those native plants lists them, but it says they're currently unavailable. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.